We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Yudal Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Yudal Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. So I'm going to read this Mishnah, and I'm not going to attach the Mishnah, because everything in the Mishnah is going to be attached. We'll just maybe say like literal attached. Shum Kesef, Shava Kesef, B'fnei Bezdin, has to be for Bezdin, V'api Edim, has to be B'nei Chayrim, B'nei Bris, has to be free people, not Avodim. B'nei Bris means Jewish people, V'hanoshim, B'chlal HaNezek, V'hanizik, V'hamazik, B'tashlumim. And the Nizik and Mazik participate in Tashlumim. Ah, Shemaka Mishnah. Now what does the Mishnah mean? This is Dr. Gemara. I want to explain every part of the Mishnah. First part of Mishnah like this. Shum HaKesef. My Shum Kesef. What does Shum Kesef mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Shum Zeh Lo Yeh El HaKesef. When you evaluate, when it comes to damages, you have to evaluate the value of the damages. B'Kesef, Rashi says, Yuh Bezdin Shomin Kama Shova HaNezek Mono Misayim Kachish Amloy. Sounds like pretty posh. But it's saying Shum Kesef means when there's a damage, you got to evaluate the damage and pay that money. Zog the Gemara, Tanila, we're talking about the price like that, Tana Rabbanon, Para Shazika Talis, Para that damaged the Talis, and Vital Shazika Para. Now, Para Shazika Talis is in the Shisha Yachid, because that was the case, Shadar Saleh B'chatzan, as Rashi says, and or, we'll learn Pshad Rashi means or, oi, another case is that a Para slipped and tripped on a Talis, and it's like a bar, and the Para hurt himself, and broke his foot. So in such a case, where I damage you, you damage me, ain't oimrim teitzei para v'talos. We don't say just switch the para v'talos, v'talos or para. El shaman oisa v'dam, you evaluate exactly how much the damage is, and that we pay the difference. We don't just take this and take that. Now this Gemara, it's called Pella, the whole Gemara is a Pella. You have to really see Taisvis, he learns different pshat. But I'll just stick with one pshat. We have to leave you with some kind of pshat. Some kind of have a minute here, that you will not evaluate the damages. You take the para, I take the talos, shalom ayisro. What's the have a minute sort of thing? So it's a very shver havmina. So I'll leave you with one pshat, the Mugiyasev pshat. Mugiyasev says, "Mukamakom leba el loymar," teaching us like this: "Shaf bish kol echad shava de meimash hizik bedikduk ein hanizik yakel litloy bloy shumas bezdin." Even though it's very close, and it's almost exactly the same amount, the talis and the par are worth the same amount. Ein hanizik yakel litloy bloy shumas bezdin. Shamazik yakel laakash litol of shumas bezdin. The Mugiyasev is trying to tell you like this, even in a case where you know the value, and it's basically the same. So let's just make a switch, forget about it. Zok, the Gemara, the Mazik, you don't let the Mazik get away without a Shumas Bezdin. You have to mamish evaluate the amount, and that's the way you do Nizikin. That's the
Pushing back or not pushing back?
What? It's not clear. Well, if he's Michael,
back,
yeah, you're right, he's pushing back. If he's Michael, he's Michael.
He's pushing back then, of course.
The Havamina was, since it's very, since I damage you, damage me, maybe it's just a switch. He says, here also he's saying, here's the Mazik's Mak, that's the Lashon of Grace, the Mazik doesn't want. The Mazik says, no, I want my talus. Don't take my talus.
But
I want
you
it.
You
right, you could, but here, someone's arguing here, and therefore you go, the Mazik doesn't let, there was too much Bezdin. There's other Pshat in this Gemara also. The other Pshat in this Gemara is, it happened at the same time. That's another pshat. But either way, it's shver what the havamina was. But that's the, I'm telling you over the Muki Yosef, that that's the havamina. That's the best you get. So the other pshat in the Akronim, the other pshat, think that they're harder to understand. This is the easiest to attempt to understand. You're right, it's a shver Gemara. Shava Kesef. It says the Mishnah, Shava Kesef. What does that mean exactly also? Shava Kesef. Tonara, bottom of the Brisa, Shava Kesef, Malamin, Shane Bezdin, Skokim, Lukhoshesh, Machrayas. When Bezdin collects from a Mazik, he only collects from karka. Avam kodem nizik v'tavas metalatlim v'ezikoyim lehem. But if the nizik takes metalatlim, they'll let him collect from there. So the Brice is saying that when it comes to nizik, can you only collect from karka? And if he grabs metalatlim, you collect it from him. And don't jump on me until I finish talmud. Omamar shava kesef malame chain bezin skokim lechosim shiyashlam achrayis. That shava kesef is referring to karka. Lechosim shiyashlam achrayis is always karka that has a chrayis. You can't move it anywhere. Now, my mashma, where the word shava kesef has a worth of kesef, where do you see karka in those words? Amar Rava bar Ula, dava shava kol kesef. Shava kesef means something that's worth any money in the world. Mind you, dava shein lo yinah, something that has no yinah. Yinah means if you overcharge someone. So karka, we know, has no yinah, and therefore it's shava kol kesef. Taisha speaks out that really, if you want on the yama, there is but means ma'isa, it's worth more kesef than metalatlim. Karka is worth anything you want. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, So then maybe you should pay with avodah mishtaris also. Then don't have an ha'ar either. When you buy an eved or shtaris, there's no ha'ar either. Oy no, there's no overcharging either. Avodah mishtaris nami nikdim, nami in lehem oy no. There's no oy no. So it can't be that the shavah kesef means karka because it doesn't have oy no, because then avodah mishtaris would also be called shavah kesef. Ela omar rabba ulo, dova nikdim a kesef, something that you kind of with kesef. Freit the Gemara, avodah mishtaris nami nikdim a kesef. Avodah mishtaris also could make a kinyan kesef on it. And Rashi says, I know avodim are kinyan mekesef, but shtar, I never heard shtar is kinyan mekesef. Taisus also asks, look at Taisus. Avodim shtar is not nikdim mekesef. Loi gasin and shtar is Taisus. They nikdim mekesef. El b'mesira uv shtar or vafilu b'chalipin nami tzarachin v'kunches pirish loy asparish hecha shtar is nikdim mekesef. But upon him, we're asking, how does shtar mekesef mean karka? Maybe it means avodim. Then nikdim mekesef. So Gemara El Maravashi. Shava kesef veloy kesef. Ani kul kesef nu. I'll explain it to you. Shava kesef is a karka. It's worth kesef. All other items are kesef itself. Why? It could be turned into kesef by being metaltlet and selling it. Karka, you can't take it anywhere to sell. You only can sell it in its location. Therefore, it's called shava kesef. The other thing is, the other stuff, you could bring anywhere with you and then use it as kesef or transfer into kesef. Therefore, all metaltlim are called kesef to a certain extent. Masha'inkin karka is not. So what does the Gemara say here? That you only could collect from karka. That's the word shava kesef means. You only collect from karka, not from metaltlim. Pray to Gemara, Rami le'rav Yehuda b'achin le'rav Huna b'reidu Yeshua, Tana shava kesef, malam in shein bezis, kokon l'chos yeshom achrayis. You only collect karka, v'atanyo l'inter b'raisa, yoshiv, l'rabbis, shava kesef, fill a subin. It's even this b'raisa. You'll have to pay subin. You don't have to pay karka, dafko. They don't only collect karka. You can pay subin as well. So what's going on over here? We're saying that it's dafka karka. And for the Gemara, chumay eskinam b'yasmi. You're right. We're talking about yisayimim. We know by yisayimim, the only thing that the meshubah to is that karka is meshubah to the loans or the chayvais, the things he has to pay. The liability that he has to pay is only on karka. Only on the karka of yisayimim, not on metaltim. Why not on metaltim? So usually the meshayimim say the reason is because when someone borrows money or someone's chayiv to you, you rely on the karka, you don't rely on the metaltim since you can hide it. So daita is always on karka. So that's why yisayimim look like karka. But Rashi is here, a different part. Rashi is over here. Let's see Rashi, v'yasmi. It's the first wide line. V'yasmi kamrinon. The shavak lu avuin hamazik mekarkoi igovim mina. You collect from it. Amatalti loy. The matalti yasmi loy mishtav l'bachoyiv. The iklamei malacha misavim konum. It sounds like from Rashi, because the worry maybe he bought it afterwards. It means if you know he bought it from before, maybe it'd be chai. It's Rashi to go pella. What? Maybe the matalti, they're saying bought the matalti from afterwards. Then he wouldn't be chai. So Rashi de Kapella, it's not the reason. So someone answer, the Rashi means that's why the Leib is not Soymech on it. Because he always could claim he bought it afterwards. That's the Pshat, like upon him. In any case, we're talking about over here, B'yasmin. When the only Karka is by Yisoymech, B'yasmin, we say for him, call them Nizik with Tafas Metaltim, Bezim Gremlin Lehem. If the Nizik grab Metaltim, you collect from it. B'yasmin, Amai, Bezim Gremlin Lehem. If it's Yasmin, you don't, Metaltim not Meshuvah, so why do you keep it? And for the Gemara, Kodom Rav, Amar Nachman, Shetafas Mechayim. The case was the Nizik grabbed the Mechayim. Hakanam is Tofas Mechayim. He grabbed the Mechayim. So then, even by Yisayimim, you keep it. If you grab the Mechayim, then you keep it. So, Akapanim, the first two things in the Mishnah is Shum Kesef, Shava Kesef. Shum Kesef means you have to evaluate it, and Shava Kesef means you collect Daf Karka. You collect Daf Karka? What are you talking about? You collect the Metaltim also. Teretz is, it means from Yisayimim. So, Tomorrow Vaita, it says in Frey Bezdin, Prat Lamoicha Nechasov. It's coming to exclude someone who sells all his Nechasim. And afterwards he goes to Bezdin. So then he's potter. Because he has to have the Nechasim in front of Bezdin. But if he sells his Nechasim, then walks to Bezdin, he's potter to pay. Right thing, Amara, what are you talking about? Shvami no, loiva, umachar, if guy borrows money, umachar Nechasov, v'achabal Bezdin, ain't Bezdin going to him, Bezdin doesn't collect from him. That's not true. Anytime v'shas, the thing happens, he has Nechasim, there's a lien on it. He collects from it. Now we say not? What are you talking about? Ella, you know what it means? Prat lebezdin, it's a whole different thing. Frey bezdin means that the halachas on the zikin have to be done in front of bezdin of smuchim, not bezdin hadyotis. What's the reason? Zog Rashi, why? Because Zog Rashi, Ella lahachi asim asisim, three lines in the bottom, the bezdim mumchen don adine knasas, v'loi bezdim adiaitis. Yidavka bezdim mumchen, not adiaitis. Why? Because knas only gets done with a bezdim of smuchais and not of adiaitis. Afraid to the kasha, which knas are talking about? I'm just talking about knas, zog taisvis, two lines in the bottom, the second lines in the bottom, perishikun, zog knasas. So our Mishnah is talking about Knossos. But if you hold that the Mishnah is talking about Shar and Mava and Shane, so where do you have it? More because Tosis says, because that it's still going on things that are Merumas in our Mishnah, it probably means maybe Kishir Chavamazik. And we'll see later on that we still, it's going on Knas also. And that's why you need a Bezdin, because it's going on Karen also. Our Mishnah is, even if it doesn't say Beforish, it's going on Karen also. And therefore you need Bezdin of Smuchim. So that's the Gemara Vayit, the one with Gemara. Api Edim. It says in our Mishnah that you have to have Edim. What does that mean? Prat l'moide b'knas v'achabo Edim shupata. Coming la'fuke, if you're moide. Because by Knas, the loch is, if you're moide b'knas, you're potter. And then Edim come afterwards, so then you're still potter. Now, we're going moed of knas. We're going according to the Torah knas. Let's say of Karen that kills a Eved is a case of knas, or Fidiman Yama Palgan is a knasa. That's what we're talking about. So here's another right to Tosfos that we're going on case of knas because a piedim is coming to lafuke a case of knas. What does a piedim mean? Someone's moed up, and after the edim comes say chayiv that you're potter. That's a chesh bar mishta. Honi chaman Yama moed of knas v'acham bo edim is potter. Eleman the Yama holds Moed the Knas, Moed the Achabo Edim Yichayiv, Ma'ikil Meima. What are you going to say? Pshat on Mishnah, you can't learn Pshat like that. And for the Gemara, Seifa Shvichalei. No, it's not coming to say the Chiddush Edim by itself. There's no Chiddush in that because anyway, Edim Achayiv. Even in a case where you're Moed the Knas, so you don't need a Chiddush say Api Edim and not Moed the Knas because even Moed the Knas still Edim will work. So what does it say Api Edim to lead to the next words? That our P'edim have to be B'nei Charim B'nei Bris. It has to be no Avodim and Jews. L'mute Avodim, B'nei Bris, L'mute, B'nei Bris, B'nei Charim, L'mute Avodim, B'nei Bris, L'mute Avodim. So the Mishnah is teaching us a major Chiddush, that the Edim can't be Avodim and Goyim. I can ask me, we never knew that? We never knew Edim have to be Kosher Yidim? So I'll tell you two Pshatim, two beautiful Pshatim. The Rosh says Pshat, that you would think that Nezikin, since it's not so complicated, so maybe I really lost him. Sakhalim Indian Nizikin, Royal Ahamin Lakhalam. You believe everyone. In order that you should be able to get the guy his damages. The poor guy needs his damages. We would say we would believe everyone. It's not so complicated. That there was a damage. The event happened. That something happened. That the one car hit the other car. So you would think that even possibly the big car, sure, Kamas will all know. The Rambam says more gishma, the Rambam says that much. The Rambam Rosh is very good man. The Rambam says a different shot. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that who hangs around Shvarim the whole day? Who hangs around cows? Avodim and Nagoyim. So you'll never be able to down a din because you never have kosher aid. So you would think that maybe then it should be kosher. Kamas lon, it's not kosher. They say it in Rambam. And words of a tricha. We need to tell you that Bnei Charim no good, that Avodim no good, and Goyim are no good. Why? The Yashvin Eviv, tell me Eved is no good. He has no yichas. Says Am Adoyim al Chavar has no yichas. Avonokri, the Yashu Yachas, Avonokri that has yichas. Like the Rashi says Adriman ben Travimon, that has yichus. Maybe he is a good aid. Ein maloy, maybe a good aid. V'yosh mi nochri mishin loy shayach mitzvahs. No mitzvahs. Eved, at least the shayach mitzvahs like al noshim. The shayach mitzvahs like ladies. Ein maloy. Maybe he would be neman shvicha. Therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us both avodim and both goyim are not kosher, even for edim and mezikin. And we zeicha tu pshat from Rosh and Rambam what the havin was. But they're not Zeicha. So we have Pshat Mishnah now. Shum Kesef is evaluating. Shava Kesef means Karaka by Yishonim. Frey Bezdim means has to be Mumchen. But Pi Edim, two Pshatim are Pi Edim. Either Pi Edim means that even that after Moed Beknas and Edim come, you potter. Has to be Edim originally. Or it means Api Edim, which Edim, Bnei Charim, Bnei Bris.